Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen from My Broadband.
Hello, Jan Vermeulen. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Do you have a favorite sax song?
Yeah. What? I was actually just about to, I couldn't keep myself in, actually. Clearly, the best sax solo ever is from a song by a band called the Sunstroke Project.
Yes.
They did a song called Runaway in the Eurovision Song Contest in 2010.
Yes.
And it spawned an internet meme by the poor guy. Nobody knows his real name.
It's Eurovision.
He has a real name. His real name is Sergei Stepanov, yes. But everybody just knows him as Epic Sax Guy.
Really? Okay.
Because of the epic way in which he delivered the saxophone solo. Yes.
That's amazing. Okay. All right. So let's talk some of the stories of Vodacom. What is the story with this?
Right, so it's quite a deep story, and we've been tracking it for some time, and where we're standing now. So Vodacom was ordered by the Constitutional Court to pay a person who came up with the idea, or who says he came up with the idea of the Please Call Me, Nkosana Kenneth Makate, the long and the short of it is that the Constitutional Court said that, you know, if there's a deadlock, then ultimately the CEO of Vodacom must sit down, decide the amount, inform Makate what the amount is, and pay him. And so Makate has successfully, created a grassroots movement of supporters, where folks are creating banners saying that Vodacom owes him 70 billion rand for his idea. But we received a very interesting bit of information when the story first broke years ago. Actually, before I get to that, now Vodacom, the CEO of Vodacom, Shamil Jusup, sat down. He came up with an amount. It's not been disclosed, but according to Times Live, it was 49 million rand, which Makate dismissed. And when Vodacom announced that it had come up with the amount and it is going to compensate Makate for the idea, it resulted in quite a backlash. That there was already rumors in the water supply that it was not going to pay him nearly on the order that the billions that he and his supporters feel that he's owed, and so there's been threats of shutting down Vodacom, of going into its stores and preventing people from shopping and so on, and also with even our new Minister of Telecommunications weighing in on Twitter and saying that Vodacom should shut up. And that it shouldn't try to turn this into a PR exercise. They must just pay him. But now the interesting thing that we learned just as this news broke a couple of years ago is that there is another man who claims credit for inventing the Please Call Me. His name is Ari Khan. He worked for MTN and he filed a patent. There was a patent in his name for something like a Please Call Me service. And MTN didn't renew it. They didn't pay the renewal fees on the patent. So the patent's expired. It's basically the technology is in the public domain now. Anybody in South Africa can use the idea and not have to pay a patent licensing
fee.
And so Ari Khan actually opined on the matter and said that Makate doesn't deserve a cent. He didn't invent a thing. And certainly no one deserves money for having an idea. The money deserves to the people, the money should go to the people who actually built and developed the thing.
It's so interesting because there's a principle here that I'm not really understanding. So if you're working for a company, Jan, and... Right. You're working for My Broadband. You get paid a salary, and any innovations, any new developments, yeah, anything that you do while you are a paid employee of that company
belongs
to that company. To the company. How do I know this? I know this from very personal experience. My children's great-grandfather from their dad's side was the inventor of cream soda and Sparberry.
Oh, wow.
He was working for ABI at the time. He owned no patents on it.
Yes.
Because ABI owned it. So how is this case different?
Yeah, I have a similar story in my family with my great-grandparents having, grandfather having worked, developed several innovative patents for trains in South Africa,
yeah,
which were used until quite recently still. And the same thing there. I mean, he was given a firm handshake and a solid pension when he retired. That's it. And so the difference here that was contended in court is that Makate was acknowledged as an inventor of this idea by Vodacom, by his superiors, by Alan Knott Craig at the time, and by the person who was reporting to Alan Knott Craig on this idea. So there was a newsletter in which they thanked him for the idea. And there was allegedly a verbal promise made.
But it's still the principle. I mean, the promise could be like you get a bonus or, but the principle is he's working for it. If somebody's working for you and comes up with an innovation, you are going to say, thank you so much.
And I've never
job
seen
well done.
A contract of employment that doesn't actually specifically address that exact same point.
Exactly.
Right.
I don't understand. That's why I'm so lost when it comes to this whole idea. They've taken the law and they've kind of like wound the law so tight around. It just doesn't make sense.
And the thing is, this is part of the interesting thing that came out of the discussion with Ari Khan, is he contends that Vodacom didn't nearly present the strongest form of their case to the Constitutional Court. And so now, given the facts before the court, where they go, but, you know, like, here you've got common cause that you made this person a promise that he would be compensated for his idea.
So get a bonus.
And you did not do that, exactly. And so the court didn't say you owe Makate a percentage of your profits. The court said you owe him some money. You need to figure out what a fair amount is and pay him the money. But now, you know, there's people with all kinds of different opinions on what a fair amount of money is. But what's interesting about the case, and thinking back to the Ari Khan conversation, Khan said Vodacom never presented to the court that it was not actually the inventor of the Please Call Me. That the actual inventor of the Please Call Me was Khan and MTN back in 2000. The patent office granted the patent on 22 January 2001. And so Vodacom, for whatever reason, I don't know if it was PR reasons or what its reasons were, refused to acknowledge MTN or Khan as the real inventors of Please Call Me in court. Khan believes that for that reason, Vodacom created this mess for themselves. They could have won the case open and shut if they had just said, this is not Makate's invention, it is Khan's invention, and MTN's invention, it is not Vodacom's invention. And so, you know, by that token, there's prior art here, and so we shouldn't pay him a penny.
Yeah.
Vodacom has since actually acknowledged that MTN was the inventor of the Please Call Me.
Oh my gosh, that is so interesting. So what, also one of our listeners, Adam Levine, he's a lawyer. And if my memory serves, I think he specializes in contracts and corporate law. Says the company law, he says the difference is that there was an agreement between him and Vodacom that he would get a share of the profits from the invention. It wasn't
that
just like a reward. It does change
a
things a lot. Thank you so much, Adam. Thank you very, very much.
Thanks. To the best of my knowledge, just a correction there.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a share of the profits, but certainly an amount of money.
Yeah.
So there was definitely a promise made. And the court ruled that, that a verbal agreement is as good as a contract, which it is.
Yeah. Jan Vermeulen, love talking to you. We need to find a longer time to talk to you, though.
Yeah, I wanted to get to SABC and Maria Ramos and all those things. And
I don't know. We'll maybe you can come back tomorrow. Maybe we can have a daily tech report with Jan Vermeulen. Completely. We'll be the disruptors in the world of Jan Vermeulen. Jan, thank you so much.
We haven't even covered Telkom and their line cancelling problems. Again, following up on that. There's always next week.
There is always tomorrow, and there's always mybroadband.co.za. Thank you so very much, Jan. Have a wonderful week.
Pleasure.
God bless.
Bye-bye.